Revolution today.
The media in L.A. just might go up in smoke for real. 22 stations and 25 radio stations, so 22 television stations and the radio stations to boot at risk. I'll explain. Al Megrahi, the Lockerbie bomber, gets the pass thanks to an oil deal. Gee, I know you're shocked listening to me say that. And will the real father of Michael Jackson's kids step forward, please? What a sideshow. At least one tabloid says that now Macaulay Culkin is the father of the youngest boy. Does it get any stranger? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. You're gearing up for another week. And then for some people, anyway, you'll get a short week because of the Labor Day weekend, which in some nooks and crannies means the start of school, depending on where you live, because there are districts, I know, where kids have gone back already, but there are a lot of people whose children won't go back to school until after Labor Day. And Labor Day, sadly, to me, always marked, you know, bummer times, because we were leaving the beach and we had to go back and wear those uniforms and do the school thing. And it was just like, boom, there's Labor Day. The fun is over. The thrill is gone. In fact, we're going to talk to a teacher coming up in another 10 minutes who says it is possible to survive and, in fact, thrive on a teacher's salary. Shocking as it is to say, he has a book out about it, and I can't wait to talk to him and get his thoughts on how do you do that. Most teachers in many, many places, east, west, south, in between, aren't making a lot of coin. And in fact, some of them not really a livable wage by most people's standards. So we'll dig deeper there. But the big buzz has to be what happened on Sunday. On Sunday, Dick Cheney let it fly. It was no holds barred, baby. He was on Fox, and he was doing one of those discussions where, of course, the conversation, or a big chunk of the conversation mostly, was about this CIA investigation into the CIA and whether or not there was torture that was used and could anybody be prosecuted as a result, the re-racking of that whole story. So Dick Cheney didn't leave anything on the table, as they say, when he spoke out on Fox. Here's what he had to say about this torture investigation.
Well, I have no idea whether it will or not, but it shouldn't. The fact of the matter is the lawyers in the Justice Department who gave us those opinions had every right to give us the opinions they did. Now you get a new administration. They said, well, we didn't like those opinions. We're going to go investigate those lawyers and perhaps have them disbarred. I just think it's an outrageous precedent to set to have this kind of I think, intensely partisan, politicized look back at the prior administration. I guess the other thing that offends the hell out of me, frankly, Chris, is we had a track record now of 8 years of defending the nation against any further mass casualty attacks from Al-Qaeda. The approach of the Obama administration should be to come to those people who were involved in that policy and say, how did you do it? What were the keys to keeping this country safe over that period of time? Instead, they're out there now threatening to disbar the lawyers who gave us the legal opinions, threatening, contrary to what the president originally said, they're going to go out and investigate the CIA personnel who carried out those investigations. I think it's an outrageous political act that will do great damage long-term to our capacity to be able to have people take on difficult jobs, make difficult decisions without having to worry about what the next administration is going to say.
All right, you know how I feel. I mean, how can they move forward if you keep going backwards? The president himself, as Cheney pointed out, said that very same thing. Who wants to work for the CIA when they're going to throw your ass under the bus? I mean, that's the bottom line. Not too many people, because a lot of them are turning in their resignations. Or Leon Panetta, the director, is fearful because of the morale that more people, if they can find another job, will say, forget it. Take this job and do whatever you want with it. because I don't want to take the chance that when I'm dancing in the gray area, I'm not trying to break the law. But if I'm told I can do something and then you go back on that, well, then why should I do this? Because I am in the business of espionage. I am in the business of finding out information, those at that level, whether it's the interrogators, the lawyers working the language, anybody involved in anything related to Guantanamo, etc., right? So then he was asked, would he cooperate? Would he cooperate during this investigation by the Attorney General Eric Holder and his special prosecutor, rather, if he were asked to elaborate on some of the things that were done during the administration? Here's what he said.
It'll depend on the circumstances and what I think their activities are really involved in. I've been very outspoken in my views on this matter. I've been very forthright publicly in talking about my involvement in these policies. I'm very proud of what we did in terms of defending the nation for the last 8 years successfully. And, you know, it won't take a prosecutor to find out what I think.
Okay. So there's Dick Cheney, raw, as I like to say. Coming up the other side of that, John McCain later this hour, and his response back, because he was also on a Sunday morning show after Cheney had appeared, and he was asked about Cheney saying what he said and if he agreed or not. Here's the bottom line. Cheney is saying, look, there haven't been any problems with terrorism on our soil as a result of what happened. We did get information. This administration is too soft to protect the nation. And it's inevitable that something could happen because he doesn't understand, meaning Barack Obama, the extent to what needs to be done and to be prepared to do what needs to be done to defend the nation. So you know what? We're always drawn about this kind of stuff on America Tonight. Here's the bottom line. Is Cheney trying to pull a little CYA? Covering his own butt and the administration's butt? Does he have a complete point? And of course, people are going to ask him for his opinion, because you know he's doesn't like what the Obama administration is doing, and he's sort of the great defender of the 8 previous years. I went through a couple of super democratic and very, very liberal blogs to hear what was being said about Dick Cheney. Some of the things that I read included strip him of his government pension and health insurance, strip him of his war profits, and then give him a choice, guard duty at the Green Zone in Baghdad or cleaning bedpans at Walter Reed. Not a lot of love for Dick Cheney, certainly when I say there's size, because we know there is in politics, right? There's not a lot of love for him, and particularly now about what he's saying. And others have said, and I've got this from kind of middle-of-the-road people, that they are sick and tired of people, including the vice president, sticking up for things that were done that were wrong, that we were betrayed by our nation, and we should not enable those who have surpassed the atrocities that were heaped upon us. We shouldn't do that. And it seems like Cheney never has anything better to do than to be the great defender. Do you agree? Keep this in mind and keep these digits handy. 800-259-5791. The Teach is up next, though, on ATN.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 28, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $954.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $981.95, $490.98 for a half ounce, and $245.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $981.95, $490.98, and $245.49.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I've often wondered this. In fact, I have a couple of friends who are teachers, one at a college, and they're not a professor, they're a teacher. And then I have another friend who is an elementary school teacher. I wonder how you actually really survive in these times on the kind of money that teachers make. What a perfect title for a book, huh? How to Survive on a Teacher's Salary. Danny Kofke, who is a teacher, joins us now on America Tonight to talk about how you can not only do that, but thrive as well. Hey, Danny, how are you?
Hi, Kate. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. Are you now, you teach in Georgia. Are you back in school yet, or is that coming up?
Oh, no, we're back. We started, it was August 6th, so no longer is August some part of your summer, but that's okay.
And how long have you been a teacher?
This is my 10th year.
Wow. And do you absolutely love it?
Yes, I do. I mean, that is part of the reason why I am in the profession. You know, the money, you know, like you were saying earlier, I mean, you know, most people agree that teachers are underpaid and we, you know, pretty much make a moderate income. It's not a lot of money. But in times like this, especially right now, you know, I really can't complain because I do get to go to a job that I love. And the pay, you know, it could be better, of course, but there are plenty of jobs out there right now that are paying a lot worse and, you know, people that are a lot worse off. So no complaints on my part.
You know, and you have a wife who was a teacher, but now she's a stay-at-home mom and you have two young daughters. And a lot of people would say, wow, Danny, how can you do that? I mean, you own a house, you have these two kids, your wife's not working. How can you possibly stretch your dollars that far? So that's the big question. What's the secret?
You know, it really, you know, it's not that huge of big of a secret, but in our country, you know, we've tend to gotten away, which we're starting to come back to now with the, you know, the economic mess that we're in. It's just, you know, when Tracy, she was a school teacher before becoming a stay-at-home mom, and, you know, over the first 4 years of our marriage before we did have children, she worked, and we had that long-term goal and a long-term vision that, you know what, one day we were hoping that she would be able to stay at home, you know, when we had children, or, you know, at that point it was just one child, then, you know, we eventually had another one. But you know, we had a goal in mind, and that is what we were working towards. Obviously, right now, if we had a lot of debt, huge mortgage payments, car payments, whatever, I wouldn't be able to be a teacher and she would, and have her stay at home at the same time. I mean, I'd have to have a different type of job or she'd have to work. But over those first 4 years of our marriage, you know, we worked towards where we're at right now. And, you know, that was huge for us to have that long-term goal. And any type of things, you know, when she was working, you know, a lot of our friends, they'd go out to dinner a lot. And, you know, times were good. At this point, it was, you know, year 2000, 2001. The country was doing pretty well. You know, people were spending money like there was kind of no tomorrow. But we had that vision. So any of the financial things that we did, we had in mind our goal down the road. And that was a huge, huge key for us. And for a lot of people, you know, we're in a country, a lot of people will, they'll see something, they want it, they buy it, and they don't even really think about the repercussions of what it's going to mean down the road. Whereas since we had that vision and that plan, you know, we were able to say, okay, you know, for 3 years, for instance, we had one car. We were paying off the car that we did have. So there were times I rode my bike to work, I had a hitch a ride, whatever. In the town we lived in at that time, you know, that was kind of unheard of. I was pretty much the only person that ever rode my bike to work there. But, you know, it didn't – I had – right now we're living the dream that I wanted back then. So having a goal and working towards it is what definitely helped us.
But you also – wasn't there a point where you were going to take – or you did take a job as a flooring salesman, right? And then you said, ugh, I don't even want to do this even though I can make all this money.
Yeah, that's what – you know, was. I'm very fortunate that I got to, you know, see the other side. A lot of people – you know, you're in a job right now and you don't, you know, you do like it, but, you know, sometimes we lose track of why we do stuff. And then you kind of just think, oh, I don't feel like getting up and going to work. I'm dreading it. Well, I was fortunate that I got to leave the profession. And it was a hard decision. I mean, I loved teaching at that time, but I was offered a job. And, you know, the potential was to double or triple my salary. And I thought, you know what, I have to take this opportunity. It, you know, it could put my family in a much better position and, you know, enable Tracy to stay at home indefinitely. So, it was a joint decision, and Tracy agreed and said, go ahead and try it. But after about 4 months, I just, you know, the passion wasn't there. And, you know, Tracy could see the spark was out of me, and I didn't enjoy selling flooring. I mean, for some people, it's great, and they make a lot of money, and they enjoy it, and they're passionate about it, but it wasn't my passion. And, you know, at that point, I was teaching first graders, and in first grade, that's the year we usually learn how to read, write. I mean, huge growth takes place. So I went from doing that to selling area rugs that cost $5,000. And, you know, it just – I wasn't a very good salesperson, let's just say that, because I really didn't care if someone came in and bought a fancy area rug, because to me it wasn't that important. Especially I'm coming on the heels of doing something like teaching a child how to read. So, you know, one day Tracy actually sat me down. She's like, you know what, I see you've lost, you just don't have that look anymore. And, you know, I told her, I said, I'm going to do this for the family. And I told, you know, the boss I would stick with it. But, you know, we pretty much came to the conclusion that even if I made $1 million a year, if I wasn't as happy as I was, you know, making 40 grand a year in the classroom. So shortly after that, I was lucky enough, and my boss, you know, was kind enough to let me go, and I got right back into the classroom. So, you know, it was definitely an eye-opening experience for me, and, you know, I appreciate, you know, with any job, you know, no job's perfect for most people. I mean, there are things that you are going to find in your work, and, you know, even though I love going to my job every day, there are times during the day that it's not, you know, the greatest of times that I'm having. But by being out of the situation for a while, I was able, you know, to see why I was chose the teaching career, and then, you know, now I kind of overlooked those some days that might not, you know, be as fun as, you know, I want them to be, and just know that, you know what, this is what I'm passionate about, and that's why I'm doing it.
And so your book tells people those kind of things, how to get the nest egg, how to own the possessions instead of amassing a bunch of stuff where you owe money on it, how to invest in Roth IRAs, which that's what I do. That's what I think a lot of people should do, and that would be huge, of course, obviously because of the write-offs too. And then you talk about one thing that I think a lot of people don't do, Danny, and you might see this with people around you, even teachers. They don't have a budget. They don't have a weekly budget, so they're just kind of spending money all over the board. They don't even know what they're outlaying.
Yeah, that is huge. And, you know, obviously, You know, if you buy a fancy house, you buy a car you can't afford, that's going to get you into financial difficulties. But I think the number one reason for the average person that we're in trouble as a country right now is because of, you know, they do not know where their money is going. And for a lot of people, it's those everyday purchases that just add up over time. The latte factor, you know, people have heard of that, buying coffee out every single day, eating lunch out every single day instead of brown bagging it. I mean, buying snacks and sodas from the vending machine, and instead of going to your local grocery store, you can buy the same thing in bulk and bring it to work with you, and you're going to save money. So, you know, it's not, you know, huge purchases, but over time they add up. Let's just say during the work week you eat lunch out every single day at $5 a pop, and that's probably too low of an amount, but, you know, just go with that. So $5 a pop during the work week every day, that's $25 a week, $100 a month, $1,200 a year. Now, on a moderate income, that $1,200 a year can go a long way. So, you know, people just, you know, you don't realize you're spending it because it's such a small amount at the time. I mean, you can spend $5 here, $10 there, and you really don't think twice about it. But, you know, what helped Tracy and myself is when we first got married, for 1 month we walked around with a piece of paper and a pencil, and we wrote down every single thing that we bought and any money that we spent. And then at the end of the month, we were able to sit down, and, you know, the paper didn't lie to us. And, you know, some people like using an elaborate spreadsheet, using the computer, and if whatever works, works. But for us, here was something we didn't have to worry about, a computer not working, you know, down software not being able to operate. Here it was on a piece of paper in front of us in black and white. And, you know, we were able to analyze how we were spending our money. We'd say, you know, gosh, I can't believe we ate dinner out, say, six times this month. Well, we can cut that back to four times. We went to the movies, you know, five times this month. We don't need to do it that many times. So, you know, things like that, we were able to discover about ourselves and our spending habits and then create a budget, a spending plan, you know, whatever you want to call it. And then what we did at that point, we realized how much we needed on a weekly basis for food, transportation, some entertainment, you know, those basic necessities. And then every Friday we would go to the ATM and pull out that exact amount in cash. Now, this was the money that needed to get us through the week. So let's just say that it got to be the next Wednesday and we didn't have any money left. Well, we're not going out to dinner. We're going to be eating leftovers, eating cereal, whatever. We're going to have to wait until Friday in order to pay ourselves again to be able to do those things. So it just, it helped us so much get, you know, and gain control of our spending habits and our finances.
Right. Makes sense to me. Hey, we're out of time. Good luck, Teach. That's great. Pick up the book, How to Survive and Perhaps Thrive on a Teacher's Salary. Danny Kofke, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks
we'll meet
for
you on the
me
flip
on,
side.
Kate.
We'll meet you on the flip side talking about John McCain's reaction.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, rmapply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit rmapply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
In the Washington Rewind, if we go back to last week, the big news at the tail end of the week, of course, is the death of Senator Ted Kennedy. After a year-long battle with brain cancer, he lost the battle and knew it was toward the end. It called his family near him, and everything was pretty much laid out. Ultimately, there was a public mourning period at JFK's Library and Museum in Boston. 20,000 people turned out for that. In the end, Ted Kennedy was buried at Arlington National Cemetery, where his brother Bobby and, of course, JFK are buried as well. People forget that Kennedy served in the Army for a couple of years. That made him eligible for that burial. His son, Congressman Patrick Kennedy, was also one of the people, of course, who eulogized his father. Here's a little snippet of what he had to say at his service over the weekend.
I couldn't have seen it at the time, but having asthma was like hitting the jackpot for a child who craved his father's love and attention. When his light shined on me alone, there was no better feeling in all of the world. When Dad was away, I often didn't know when he would return. And as a young boy, I didn't know why he wasn't around at Christmas time when Santa came to the house. And I really wondered why Santa had the same 2 moles on his face that my dad had. And in the same place as my dad. Even after I figured out that that was my dad and the costume finally came off, he still remained to me a magical figure.
All right, so that was his laughter moment, I think, and some of the things that he had to say about his father. And now that Teddy has been laid to rest, what will happen is the discussion over naming the health bill for Kennedy and the pushes on the battle lines, of course, are drawn in the healthcare debate. You know where I stand on that. I think we need reform. We definitely don't need a single-payer option. We don't need the public option. There has to be a better way to do this. And Big Pharma and what's happened with insurance, go through there, tighten things up, and certainly don't squeeze out the small business guy, because if you do that, you'll kill so many jobs that it'll create a pyramid where everything's even more upside down. We didn't talk about this, although we did all last week, but Mexico, they're saying now, remember there was the bold predictions where half of the people in the United States would get the swine flu and then 90,000 people could possibly die from it. In Mexico, they're saying they might see 1 million swine flu cases. I don't know if this is a surprise or not when you think that was ground zero for the swine flu in the first place. So when, you know, there's all these questions that are still coming up. When does swine flu need to, do you need to call a doctor? What do you do? Should you be worried over this experimental drug? Because it is experimental. And again, you know how I feel about that. There's not enough doses anyway for anyone at this point. And it's really, I think, if you have a kid in a school, and especially if somebody comes down with it, that's where you could wrestle with those demons. Geez, they rushed to do this. They didn't have a lot of the virus to work with. I'm not comfortable with this. I think it's really those parents that have to deal with it more than anyone else, because if you go by what's being said, then that means, like what Kathleen Sebelius is saying, then you're going to have pregnant women and kids, and I don't know how much really is going to be available anyway. And I also feel like there's more hype around this than there's actually meat to the swine flu thing in the first place. And that's why some of, I think, the furor over that or the fevered pitch that you were hearing has died down. Of course, at any moment, if somebody where it bubbles up and there's a lot of people who get it, it could rear its ugly head one more time. I mentioned before, and I want to make sure we do this before the show is out as we're in the stretch drive time, that I would go to the mail, because a lot of the mail had to deal with J.C. Lee Dugard, and also had to deal with Ted Kennedy. So without further ado, let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Let's do a couple of the Kennedy ones. Here's one from Sarah. Sarah says, Kate, I listened to you talk a little bit about Ted Kennedy here and there. Sounds like you weren't a big fan, but you're trying to be respectful, especially when you first announced it, because you were on there when that happened, and I applaud you for those efforts instead of the people who called the show and completely trash Kennedy and trash and trample over his name with his family dealing with their grief. For God's sake, give the man a chance to be buried before you trash him. Even though I am completely not a fan of Ted Kennedy's and do not agree with his stance on health care reform. Thanks. All right, so well said. I think that you do give a little couple days to say, okay, here's what happened. You remember him for Chappaquiddick, his brothers, the Kennedy legacy. Here's the crap that happened, blah, 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 et cetera. But speaking ill of the dead, I think you give him a little bit. You give the family a little bit of time, and then you can go after him. So now that I said that he's buried, people are, you know, the knives are sharpened, certainly, and people are going to definitely go after certainly the healthcare spin, if nothing else. And there is something to be said. I mean, a lot of people are angry over Chappaquiddick, and it goes to the same thing of there are different rules for people with money and power. So if that happens with just any guy and somebody is left and they die in the car, chances are they could do jail time, get manslaughter or whatever. But that just all got swept under the rug, and that was a long, long time ago. And I think probably with Kennedy in his own head, he had to have been wrestling with those demons, right? I'm assuming. I'm just saying. All right, also, here's another one from Jake. Jake says, Kate, long time since I've spoken with you, but I'm still here listening. I just wanted you to know that. As for Ted Kennedy, can't stand him, didn't like his politics, and I think it's sickening that they would put his name on the health care reform bill. I don't think any version of it passes, just as you said earlier. And I agree. I don't think any version of it passes. Here's one from Jane. Jane says, man, some of the people that call your show, particularly Mark, is very vicious. It seems like every single time he gets on the air, he is decapitating someone or another. He needs to get a life. As far as Kennedy is concerned, there were a lot of good things that the man did. Yes, he's going to pay for his sins on earth. Give me a break. Okay. Then we move from, and there was more on Take Any, but there's a couple on that. Let's move to what happened to the 11-year-old girl, and now the fact that she's 29, has the two kids. We've talked about this a ton. I think everyone in the nation is stunned, shell-shocked, has a lot of different feelings toward what should happen to this creep, Philip Guerrero. We threw him in our little cheesy dungeon here on America Tonight. It made me feel better, if nothing else. But I can't say enough about how outrageous I think it is as to what happened to her, and too bad somebody couldn't have gotten to her sooner. So many years down the drain, 18 years, and all that crazy nonsense that they're going to have to get outside of her head. All right, here's some of the comments I got on that. Here's one from Bruce in Vermont. Kate, I listened to you a bunch on WVMT. You've been around for a long time on our station anyway. Congratulations on the success of the show. And I just have to say, it makes me sick what happened to that 11-year-old girl. I have a daughter, and she's 12. If that happened to my daughter, I'm sorry. I would suffer the consequences because he would no longer be breathing. It has to be tough for that family. Yep, and we talked about that before. We heard from the stepfather earlier in the show. He was on, I think, the Today Show or one of the cable programs, and he talked about how it's just so unbelievable what's happened, and then trying to put it all back together again, how rough that's been, obviously, for his wife, and how rough it's been for J.C. Lee and the two girls as well, because they just know Philip Guerrero as their father, and that's the bottom line. So where do you go from there? I'm not a psychiatrist or psychologist. I can't answer that, but trying to unravel that mystery it's going to be pretty tough, I would say. Here's one from Cutlerell. Cutlerell says, man, if I could just see that guy go before a firing squad, I would love to be the person that could have the final shot at him, Kate. All these stories make me sick. Then you mentioned the element of California and the fact that they're going to release all those prisoners. I would move if I had children and I lived there. Yeah, I'm sure there's people that are worried about it, and a lot of stories have been played up in the LA Times now and in the local television news, so then that brings more attention to it for people who don't really know much about what Schwarzenegger is doing with the budget and ultimately what they're voting on. So, yeah, I got to think some people are not too thrilled about it. Here's one from Bird. Bird says, yo, Kate, aren't you an Eagles fan? I'm so excited about the Eagles this year. What do you think? And I heard you mention something about a game that you're playing. When does that start? All right. P.S., I think the guy that had the 11-year-old as a sex slave should get a needle in his arm as fast as possible, although there's liberals in California, that probably won't happen. Okay, as to the, I love the P.S., by the way, at the end of that. As to the Eagles question, yeah, the NFC East is pretty tough. I was at the Cowboys game the other night. I wasn't impressed. This was their so-called dress rehearsal. And to me, they were making some of the same penalties that they make. That bodes well, maybe, for the Eagles. The Eagles need Donovan McNabb to stay healthy. If he doesn't, of course, they have the backup in Michael Vick. But I think they have a running game now, and I think they've got certainly good defense. I give the Eagles a chance to certainly go back to the playoffs. That's whether or not they'll get back to the promised land, the Super Bowl. I'm hoping, but I don't want to jinx them. Coming up next, birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408.
308-0408. Or you can order online at GetTheTea.com. It doesn't come any easier. GetTheTea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at GetTheTea.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride? Had less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
All right, coming up, Lisa Ling celebrates a birthday. So does Andy Roddick, who is at the U.S. Open, hoping this will be his year, not Andy Murray's or Roger Federer, who a lot of people will pull for. I'd love to see the American Roddick do it. We'll see if he can keep his head on straight. Speaking of competition, quickly, Heath Slocum was somebody they probably didn't think was going to win the Barclays in Jersey City, although there were a lot of names that were going back and forth on the leaderboard at the PGA tournament stop there. But the last hour of the tournament is always the telling hour, and he knocked off some of the big guys, including Tiger Woods, by a stroke. So Slocum, it's interesting how you can go from doing okay in golf, and I've made some money over the past couple of years, to oh, another big payday. It was $1.35 million. So he went from number 124 to number 3 in the FedEx Cup standings because they have this prize at the end of the season. It's a $10 million prize. I shouldn't say the end of the season when you're getting closer to it. A $10 million prize because he jumped up if you're number 1. So a one-shot win. Yeah. He knocked in a 21-foot par for that one-shot victory. I'm just thinking of the $1.35 million. That's an incredible day, great payday, and a great jump in the leap to the big prize, ultimately. So that's 2 weeks in a row that Tiger Woods has lost a golf tournament. Wow, Matt, after all, Superman is a little bit human.
Yeah, I guess so, you know. The Minnesota Hazeltine Golf Course must have done it in.
I guess so. He
lost Woods, all the confidence he had.
Absolutely. So it's so weird to see him. Woods tied for second with Ernie Els at 8-under, just one shot. And a couple of things happened to him. He had a 3-foot par putt early that he missed. He missed a couple of putts from inside 10 feet on par fives, which isn't so much like him. He's so clutch normally. And so then that's what happens at the end.
I wasn't watching it, but I read that he miss a putt on the 18th hole?
Yeah. Well? Yeah. And so that was it, the 18th green. I mean, he was shuffling up there. People were going crazy, and he missed the putt. And it's funny, too, because he hit a 6-iron really, really close, and then he misses the putt, and that's it. And Slocum ultimately was the guy who won it. So, geez, good for him. Huge, 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 huge win for him, to say the least. So a 7-foot birdie putt on 18, which would have tied Tiger Woods with Heath Slocum, and he just could not get it done. It's good to know that he's human. Probably fuels the fire inside of him, because he's got to lose a few, right? Has to. News you can abuse. We're going to go to West Virginia. Virginia and Sacramento. Let's start in West Virginia. West Virginia University, here's what they're doing. They're doing a condom caravan. These used to be controversial. Now I think people just don't even care. So this is what they do. For a quarter apiece, they sell condoms to the kids, and they have 30 varieties, apparently. The deal is Thrifty Thursdays. Condoms are a dime all day long. The West Virginia University Students' Health Service is supporting the condom caravan, that's what they call it, as a way of promoting safer sex on campus. Hey, if it stops AIDS or the possibility of diseases and, of course, unwanted pregnancies, it's a good thing, right? Let's go to Virginia. William Taylor cheated on his wife, and I love what she has made him do. She wanted the rest of the world to know, and that was how he was going to make it up to her. So he had to do a public punishment. He's wearing a sign that says, "I cheated. This is my punishment." He's standing at a busy intersection in a Washington suburb. McLean is that. So a lot of people live there. Taylor thought his wife was kidding about the sign. Now he says he was willing to suffer public disgrace to make things right because he didn't want to end up in a divorce. So good for him for doing that. Would that be embarrassing, though, wouldn't it? Walking around with that little sandwich board up and down the street. What if your boss sees you? Sacramento. They call it the garage sale as big as California. In fact, they call it the Great California Garage Sale. Because the state is so cash-strapped, they're selling anything, unclaimed property, any kind of surplus that you can imagine, so cars, jewelry, all that kind of stuff, and even prison shirts and jeans, anything to get money. Even this, Schwarzenegger autographed 15 car visors to try to get higher bids on some of the cars that they're selling. Does he sign the governor, the Terminator, just his name? I wonder what he puts on there. Let's go to Amsterdam. Dutch museum officials are caught between a rock and a hard place, you might say, over a moon rock. The stone was supposedly returned to Earth by Apollo astronauts, but museum officials now say their rock is fake. It's a phony. An investigation by the National Museum revealed that the prized possession is just a piece of petrified wood. But the museum isn't getting rid of it now that it's debunked the moon rock. It's being kept as a curiosity piece. Well, that's embarrassing. What kind of museum? They have no way to authenticate. They're telling everybody it's a piece of the moon, and here it is, just a piece of petrified wood. I don't know how many people listening to me have gone to the petrified forest, but that is cool. Petrified wood looks nothing like I thought petrified wood was. But, of course, I don't work for that museum, and who cares if I get duped, but I can see how it might be tricky for some. Today in history, let's turn another page. August 30th, we're going to August 31st, Monday. I can't believe it's the last day in August. How do we get there? And this is, for some, the dwindling days, actually, of before school, because school, as our guest said, school started for them in August, but there are still some schools that don't start until after Labor Day. But here we are, the 31st, and here are some of the things that happened on the 31st. I think you'll recognize some of them anyway, as I'm sort of editing some of the things in my head that I don't necessarily have to say on the air here. Now I know that's going to make everybody curious beyond all get out. There are a couple of things I've noticed lately. Like, there are days, National Chewing Gum Day. Whoever started the brilliant idea of naming things after whatever was their favorite deal. Like, I like plaid, so it's National Plaid Day, or whatever it is. I've noticed that there are a whole bunch of those kind of things, including National Trail Mix Day. That's what today is. Here's another day. It's Invent a New Sandwich Day. That's not bad. Crankshaft Day. It's a comic strip, just in case you didn't know what that was. It is also, one last one for you, just for grins, right? Today is Love Litigating Lawyer Day, a time to appreciate the folks you want on your side when push comes to shove. Okay, I guess I'll go there with you. In 1900, Coca-Cola went on sale in Britain, this day in history. Also in 1946, Foghorn Leghorn debuted in the Warner Brothers cartoon Walkie Talkie Hawk. In 1958, the Census Bureau reported that there were 902 female sailors in the U.S. Navy. In 1976, Beatle George Harrison was found guilty of subconsciously plagiarizing the Chiffons' He's So Fine when he wrote My Sweet Lord. Remember that battle? In 1976, the TV show Alice premiered on CBS. It was based on the movie by the same name. The TV show starred Linda Lavin among those. That cast was pretty famous. Vic Tayback, Polly Holiday. You could see it on TV Land, I think. 1992, Oakland traded Jose Canseco to Texas for Ruben Sierra, Jeff Russell, Bobby Witt, and $400,000 in cash. In 2005, martial law was declared in New Orleans amid reports of looters running wild, food and drinking water dwindling, and bodies floating in the Katrina floodwaters. Awful stuff, of course. Let's cue up the music, Maestro. We got some birthdays.
Any birthday singers? Come on, people. We need birthday singers.
All right, celebrating a birthday today, I think you're going to recognize at least a handful of these. Singer-composer Debbie Gibson is 39 years old. Singer Van Morrison is 64. Singer Tony DeFranco, 51. Singer Tamara, 32. Richard Gere, Officer and a Gentleman, Chicago, a whole bunch of movies, 60 years old. Actor Chris Tucker is 38. Itzhak Perlman, the famous violinist, is 64. And baseball's Frank Robinson rounds out the list. He's 74. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. Remember, as you get older, it's harder to blow out all the candles, so don't be afraid to lean in close to the cake.
So long, farewell.
Do not go gentle to that good night.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning, Vietnam. What the heck is that supposed to mean?
Idiots!
Good morning!
Morning!
Good morning!
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.